As we grow and as we want to build our esteem, we have to invoke change. I-N-V-O-K-E, invoke change. Not just accept change, but create change. And some of that is difficult because that kind of change to help us to truly grow means we have to change some of our friends and change some of our relationships, change some of our colleagues. I don't mean throw everyone out, and I don't mean that everyone has to be replaced. But we have to add on at least to the group we have, and we might replace some of them, because otherwise they hinder us from growing. It's wonderful to go to a class reunion and see people from 10 or 20 or even 50 years ago. But it's not so nice when the class reunion is daily, and that is you've never outgrown the gym and the football games and the lockers in the hall. Newly promoted people have to lead their former peers. They can no longer be part of their former peer group. And that means sometimes giving up the poker games or giving up the football game or giving up the weekly lunches or whatever it is. Sometimes we have to make changes because we're in a different position. The position's obvious, being promoted, but sometimes it's not so obvious. We're trying to grow as human beings. We create change by rejecting the present and adapting to the future. We can't use the present as some kind of feathered nest that we don't want to fly out of. So we have to reject it. We have to reject the comfort and seek new comfort in a more dynamic and larger and more sophisticated setting. We see lessons about this all the time. You know, Michael Vick, a talented quarterback, gifted athlete, went to jail because he was involved with dogfighting, which is, in my mind, a heinous kind of thing to be involved in. But what they found when they investigated this, and this is no excuse, but he was still hanging out with people he had gone to high school with, people from his old neighborhood. But here he was, a multimillionaire, no longer just a kid in his own neighborhood, but still acting based on those mores, still acting based on those experiences, still acting based on that advice. And we see people from business executives to rock stars to athletes taking advice from people who are no longer in a position to give them advice. All of us have seen an instance of coaches who the client has outgrown. So you need to invoke change in your life. If you want to grow and you want your esteem to be adjusted to the proper level, you have to create the change, knowing that some people, some relationships, some connections should be given up because there's only so much baggage you can carry and you can't let the old baggage weigh you down when you're trying to streamline for the future.